Thanks very much, Chris. Yeah, purely from a neutral point of view, you wouldn't really want the gap at the top of the leaderboard to be too big going into the final round on Sunday. As it stands, Erik van Rooyen holds a four-shot advantage. He has played 13 holes of his third round, and he remains at 6-under for his round. All those six birdies coming in a blistering opening nine. He holds a four-shot lead from Joachim Lagergren of Sweden, who's 3-under for his round today, and he has played 14 holes. They're beginning to gather up behind them, though, so there's quite a number of players nicely placed at this stage, although that said, they would still like to be a wee bit closer to Van Rooyen as we head into Sunday. Russell Knox struggling a wee bit on the 16th hole, looking at the monitors, but he's at 5-under for his round through 15 and 9-under for the tournament, so 5 shots back. And then one shot further back, we have a group of players, 4 of them, among them Danny Willett. Now, I mentioned him earlier on. Danny Willett is a former Masters champion, of course, an Englishman who was well placed after day 2 at 6-under par, and he has picked up a couple of shots after struggling in the earlier part of his round today. And I mentioned Willett because I was watching him out on the practice putting green around about 2 hours before he was due to tee off on his round today. Just shows the work and the effort that these guys put into their game out in the putting green for so long, and just putting away and sinking 99% of his putts on the putting green earlier on. And well, all that effort didn't really go down too well because, as I say, he was struggling in the early part of his round. But look at this, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th holes, birdies in all those four holes. So that has managed to turn things around for him. And he now sits on 8-under for the tournament. So he's just 6 behind the leader. And Willett has it in his locker to produce another big score tomorrow, which certainly you might consider him as a player that could well challenge at the top of the leaderboard. We mentioned the Irish players. And as Dennis Kerwin suggested when we were speaking to him a short time ago, a disappointing day all round for the Irish. Best placed at this stage is Rory McIlroy, who was level for his round today, and he finishes at 1-under for the tournament, so a long way off the lead. Simon Thornton will go into Sunday at level par. Graham McDowell and Paul Dunne will both be at 1-over par. And Shane Lowry, well, kind of an indifferent round, it must be said, for Lowry. 6 bogeys and 4 birdies over his 18 holes. That included a bogey 5 on the par 4 18th, which saw him finish his round at 2-over par. He's going to go into the day 4 at level par. And after his round today, he spoke with reporter Will O'Callaghan.
Shane, pretty frustrating day out there for you today.
Yeah, just look, I'm disappointed it didn't happen. Yeah, I just have to go out and try and shoot a good score tomorrow and see what happens.
Was there a feeling after you got the 2 birdies just around the turn that maybe things might turn in terms of the round?
Yeah, and then I made a very sloppy bogey on 9, but look, I don't even want to talk to him around. I'm just disappointed and annoyed, and I just want to get out of here, to be honest.
All right. What's the feeling then? What do you need to do for tomorrow personally then?
I'm not doing anything this afternoon. Whatever tomorrow brings, tomorrow will bring, but after playing my way out of the tournament now, so doesn't matter what I do tomorrow. It's going to be a disappointing week.
There you go. So Shane Lowry, making no bones about it, he is hugely disappointed with his efforts today. And he had been in such jovial form before going out today. He was chatting to some of the fans, and there were big hopes and big expectations that the Offaly man might put in a bit of a challenge on day 3. But after his round, he's very much well off contention. He's going to go on to day 4 at level par. We've been hearing all week from a host and a long list of volunteers who are putting in such a big effort themselves. They all have a part to play in the success of what's been a hugely enjoyable event so far down here at Ballyliffin Golf Club. We have various volunteers taking on different roles and different duties all week. Among them, a Ballyliffin Golf Club member, Moira Matthews, who is a scorekeeper here today at Ballyliffin Golf Club and has been working here all week, in fact. And earlier on today, I spoke with Moira.
It is a busy week. I've been here since Wednesday, and scoring, and that involves just marking down every shot that the players take and writing down the total score at the end and whether it's plus or minus, and then sending it back via a wee handheld computer back to the scoring base. And if you have any problems with that, you can just you have a radio as well, so you can send it on with that as well.
So it's a key role that you're playing, because the information now it's instant, isn't it, from the course?
Yeah, it is, and you have to kind of double check that you have the right score. If you're not sure, you can check with the caddies, but you don't like annoying them. Yeah. And you input the score in the wee computer, and then you have to kind of press a second button just to confirm, and that goes, as the head man here said, that goes worldwide. So we had to kind of be very careful. Yeah. And the person that's carrying the board, sometimes if a ball goes right and a ball goes left, one goes one way and the other person goes the other way, so that you can check that they're not taking a, and sometimes if the referee has to be called for, you're the person that they come to, because you have the radio and you have to call in for the referee to come. They might need the referee maybe if there was a water hydrant in the way, or some of the Dubai duty free bollards, can they be moved, or that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I'm sure you're learning a lot out there as well. Everybody thinks they know so much, but there's so many rules and regulations in this.
I've learned so much this week, because I'm not that long at golf, so I've learned so much. It's been great help this week. Yeah.
And do you know who you're out with this morning then?
Yeah, I'm out with Aaron Ray and Philippe Aguilera.
Right.
English, an Englishman and from China. Right. So it's only two today. We were with three yesterday.
Right.
And three the day before. Okay. So it's just down to two today.
Yeah. And big crowds as well. I'm sure you've seen some familiar faces among the crowds when you were going through.
You see your friends and they start waving over at you and calling at you. Kind of do the royal wave, but you're not really supposed to.
And tell me, I'm sure people have been watching out for you on the TV as well.
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Carrick and Shannon, so I'm up here 35 years, so all my friends and relations are looking out for me on the TV.
Listen, it's been all positive. I mean, it's been such a hugely successful week so far, and now the weekend is here, and with so many players still in with a chance of challenging at the top of the leaderboard, it really is exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it's very exciting. I got up my next door neighbour, myself, both come play golf together. We got up like two school kids on Wednesday morning. It was like Santa had come, sun shining, come out here, and now everybody's really excited, and it's really tight. Yeah. Like, it's great that there's nobody runaway winner. You know, anybody could do anything today and come up. Like, it's just, remember last year Ram was way ahead, whereas this year it's nice and tight, and everybody's delighted that it's not, and we're delighted that they're not burning up the course as well. They're finding it difficult and challenging,
There you are. That was Moira Matthews, who I spoke to earlier on today. It was really nice catching up with Moira. And as I say, she's one of so many volunteers who are playing their part here this week, and chatting to a few fans out there just between breaks there, Chris, as well. Some of them with their t-shirts absolutely soaking wet, because we had a massive shower here about an hour ago, and it really caught a lot of people out that didn't have the wet gear with them or any brawlies, and they were out on the course with little or no cover. But still, spirits remained high, and they were really enjoying their day. It's Eric Van Rooyen who leads the way here at Ballyliffin, Chris. He's at 14 under par through 14 holes. He holds a 4-shot lead.